Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep. I want it to read, tough on aphids, easy on ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man. Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide.
Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, after 12 years of state service, Senator Kim David has decided to run for Oklahoma Corporation Commissioner. In the state of Oklahoma, the Corporation Commission oversees various facets of energy from the oil and gas industry and renewables to utilities. If elected, David said she plans to use her experience as senator and passion for providing the best for Oklahomans to continue to supply reasonably costs of energy and other products back to consumers.
I started looking at this a little over a year ago whenever started dealing with the big winter storm that hit a year ago last February. We had, of course, the fallout from that was went through a period of time where we had, you know, natural gas went from $2.50 to $3 a cubic foot to over $1,800 a cubic foot. We were having rolling brownouts. We were having some real difficulties even keeping the lights on. And then we had this huge spike in natural gas prices. The fallout from that, of course, that we started dealing with is how do we prevent families and businesses from going bankrupt, having to pay this huge cost for natural gas.
David said small businesses and towns that own a small utility company were also implicated due to not being able to afford the price of natural gas at the time.
And we started working with the Corporation Commission and the Attorney General's office. And I had had a little bit of experience in finding out how the Southwest Power Pool works then, but this really brought it home to me just how important it is to understand how the Southwest Power Pool works and then how we have it set up in Oklahoma for those costs being passed directly to the consumer. And, of course, the oil and gas industry and our pipelines and regulate transportation and, you know, even cotton gins. And I knew that they regulated the utilities, but it really comes down to so much more than that when you start talking about, you know, things like that winter storm in making sure that we have the right policies in place to protect the people of Oklahoma.
After serving 12 years in the Senate, David said she learns that she enjoys being able to make a difference for Oklahoma. Well, in a letter to Congress, National Farmers Union has expressed support for the Lower Food and Fuel Cost Act and urged members to support the bill. The legislation, NFU says, will provide fairness to farmers, lower prices for consumers, and fight back against decades of consolidation in agriculture. House lawmakers are considering the legislative package now. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue said Farmers Union members are in strong support of bolstering USDA's ability to investigate consolidation in the livestock industry. The legislation would create a special investigator's office at the Department of Ag to explore the issue. However, that issue has House Republicans and Democrats divided on the legislation. National Farmers Union also supports the provisions to expand processing capacity that will offer ranchers more opportunities to get their products to their communities. Another provision of the bill would make year-round E15 sales permanent, also supported by NFU. You've got farm news on Ron.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.